The Detroit Tigers were in their last week of spring training down at Tiger Town in Lakeland, Florida, when the world went on lockdown. Starting pitcher Matt Boyd was playing catch with a small group of teammates when he got the news that opening day was going to be pushed back because of the coronavirus. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And these days, while we're keeping our distance, you can still stay in touch at WWIB.com. You can support the show with a credit card gift quickly, safely, and securely right there. Plus, the mailing address is on the website, WWIB.com. 29-year-old Tigers lefty Matt Boyd, the Oregon State alum, is back with me from Detroit as he is and his teammates await the green flag for the MLB season. So when that happens, Matt, you're going to have to kind of fire up spring training here a little bit before you could officially start the season.
Yeah, you know, we're going to have some sort of an abbreviated spring training. My guess is between 2 and 4 weeks. You know, I think the goal is to cut off that first end of the spring. You know, first pitcher, I'd say we'd probably get 3 starts. So, you know, I guess if you were, you know, you kind of bump up 10 pitchers incrementally, you start at between 25, 35, and then you get to 45, 50, then you're at 65, then the next one you're 75, and we're pushing that, and then you kind of throttle back, right, from your 5 training starts. So, you know, I would say if you take out that 25, 35, and we're going to roll in there hoping to get around maybe 45, you want to just build yourself up to that on your own, right? So it's maybe throwing a few extra bullpens, adding some pitches into the bullpen to kind of increase that, and then just, you know, when the time comes, we're going to have expanded rosters. They're not going to push anyone too crazy, I wouldn't think. And, you know, in a shortened season, who knows what can happen. I think it kind of, it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. Matt, if you can get right up on your cell phone there, we'll get a nice, clear voice back here, your voice. Having a little in and out right there. So if you lop off what could be, you know, 40, 50, 60 games because of the delay in the season, how do you think the game will be managed differently on the field?
Well, you know, I think you're going to see an addition of a 6th starter because there's not going to be as many off days. Because the roster is expanded, you'll be afforded that 6th starter, probably an extra. We're going to have probably around 29 guys on the roster to start the year. So you'll see a good amount of people there, you know, in the dugout at any given time. And I would imagine that you're going to see, being a young team like us, right? It's the dog days of summer is when, you know, it's probably toughest. I think that it's going to be really good for us to have an opportunity to where, you know, this is going to be more of a sprint, you know. And I think, you know, when you have good pitching, you're always in contention. And luckily for us, we have lots of good pitching. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to just be a different perspective of a baseball season for a year. And I think it's going to be really invigorating, especially, you know, playing baseball in November now. So, I think you can pretty much count on that happening, and it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. Matt, give us an idea when this thing finally gets started, this baseball season finally gets started, what kind of team you're going to have there in Detroit.
Yeah, well, we're going to be better than last year. Not out of it, we'll get worse, that's for sure. We didn't play the best baseball last year. We were handcuffed in a lot of ways. Injuries and so many different weird circumstances. But the good news is that you know, we everyone's got that year of experience under their belt, and we're all a little bit better. We all gained from the knowledge that we got, you know, kind of we got put through the crucible, if you will. And you know, I think we're a lot better. We got a guy behind the plate, Mr. Romine, came over from the Yankees. You know, he's a great hitter, great game caller. I think he's going to benefit our pitching staff, our team, and as well as the younger catchers that are up there, like Grayson Griner and Jake Rogers and Eric Haas, you know, adding in guys like Cameron Maben, Scopey, and CJ Crone. You know, those three guys are all coming from the Twins and the Yankees, you know, all teams that were in the playoffs last year, all guys that hit between 260 and 300, you know, with the latter hitting, you know, 25 home runs apiece, I think is going to be a really, really beneficial for us. But I just adding those kind of veteran presences that can also hit the baseball. I think it's going to be, you're going to be, I think the value, the people that we added are truly undervalued, especially when in the impact of our team, realizing where our team is defensively on the mound and at the plate. I think those guys are going to take the burden off of a lot of younger guys that were kind of forced to shoulder a load that maybe they really shouldn't have, you know, and I think it's going to make everybody better, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we got a great team. We got guys that pull for each other, guys that want to get better, guys that want the other guy to do really well. We got guys willing to go the extra mile, and I think that's what really counts. And it's going to be, we're just, you know, it's we were getting really excited there, but, you know, everything happened with divine timing and his timing, and, you know, we're excited that when the bell does ring, we're going to make the most out of every moment up until then, but when the bell does ring, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, you lost, you guys lost 114 games last season, over 300 the past three seasons. So I'd like to have you come back next time and talk about that experience, sitting in the dugout with all these losses for the team, what that's been like in this rebuilding process. And you are Mr. Trade Rumor, Matt, over the winter. I'd like to visit about that a little bit, too, and all these things circulating around you as far as teams interested in trading for you. So thanks for being here today, and we'll talk again soon. You all stay safe there, okay?
Thank you, sir.